From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Daily News. Jamal Cutler reports for Columbia Green Media that on October 19th, Assemblymember Dede Barrett announced at a press conference $1.5 million in affordable housing funds for Habitat for Humanity and $1.5 million to the Dutchess County-based Hudson River Housing. State Assembly Speaker Carl Heste was at the announcement alongside Hudson Mayor Kamal Johnson, Common Council President Thomas DiPietro, Hudson Housing Director Michelle Tulo, Canaan Town Supervisor Brenda Adams, and others. Heste said, and I quote, "This housing crisis isn't just in New York. Recently, I was at a speaker's conference in Utah. The speakers there said the two biggest problems in Utah are affordable housing and climate. Across the nation, the issue is about people having a place to call home. We are in a crisis, and today is a small piece of what really needs to be done." End quote. Al Bellacina, director and CEO of Habitat for Humanity, said there will be income qualifications for the new homes, saying, and I quote, "We're working between 50% and 75% of the area median income. That is between $40,000 and $55,000 for total household income. We're talking to a number of towns and municipalities. We don't have anything to announce yet, but we're getting close," end quote. Johnson said, and I quote, "Affordable housing has been the number one priority for my administration. For the last 2 years, we haven't been able to field a high school football team because we don't have enough students. When I think of affordable housing, there are a lot of misconceptions. These are people who work in our schools and grocery stores. They take care of us in the hospital. As we work on a local level to put over 100 new affordable housing units in the city in the last 3 years, it's amazing to hear that there's a state commitment as well, and that is what this is about. Local and state officials working together for the community." End quote. Editors note, Thomas DiPietro is a volunteer WGXC programmer, and you can read more about this story at HudsonValley360.com. Raymond Pignon reports for Columbia Green Media that Greene County lawmakers are proposing a tentative 2024 budget of $131 million, up $8.8 million from 2023, with property tax increases in half of the towns. Budget increases include $2.8 million for the Department of Social Services, $641,508 for retirement benefits, $470,800 for vehicles and equipment, $218,872 for health insurance, and $115,947 for workers' compensation. Greene County Administrator Sean Groden said increased sales tax revenues have kept the tax levy lower. Groden said, and I quote, "This is the fifth consecutive year that there has been no change in the tax levy, and that certainly is good news. We have a large increase in spending, and we were able to absorb that this year, but now we have to ask ourselves how long we can keep doing that," end quote. Still, 7 of the 14 towns in Greene County will see their property tax rate increase, including Cairo, a 3.3% increase, Coxsackie, 0.8%, Greenville, 2%, Halcott, 6.2%, Hunter, 1.9%, Jewett, 3.6%, and Prattsville, 2.9%. Tax rates are expected to go down in Ashland, 4.6%, Athens, 3.1%, Catskill, 7.7%, Durham, 2%, Lexington, 0.8%, New Baltimore, 0.3%, and Windham, 2.2%. A public hearing on the budget will be held at 6 p.m. on Monday, October 30th, at the Catskill Middle School. And you can read more about this story at HudsonValley360.com. New York's foliage report says that several locations in the region are now in past prime leaf condition. The report says, and I quote, "In the Catskills, Ulster County volunteers reporting from Belmare Mountain in High Mount predict that foliage will be at peak with more than 70% leaf change and an array of seasonal shades. Foliage in the southern part of the county should be near peak with around 60% transition. Foliage in Greene County will range from midpoint of change to past peak this weekend, depending on the area. Visitors can expect bright orange, yellow, red, and green leaves around midpoint of change in the river region, near peak foliage in the valley region, and past peak conditions in the county's higher levels. In the Hudson Valley, leaves will be near peak in Columbia County with 75% color change, according to spotters in Hudson. The amount of change varies across the county, with the canopy featuring significant bright yellow and gold leaves, along with some green leaves and pops of red. In Dutchess County, spotters in Beacon and Fishkill predict near-peak foliage with 45% leaf change and shades of yellow, along with some red. Poughkeepsie spotters at Boydon Park also predict that foliage will be near-peak with at least 45% transition and average shades of light green and yellow, along with some shades of orange. Albany County reports that Thatcher State Park in Voorheesville predict peak conditions with 70% change and orange, yellow, and brown leaves along with wisps of deep vibrant red. Foliage is expected to be mostly at peak in Rensselaer County, with reports noting an impressive mix of hues ranging from bright purplish reds through all shades of red, orange red, orange, and yellow, creating an unforgettably beautiful palette. Read more about this in New York's Foliage Report. And that wraps up the WGXC Daily News. You can visit our website at WGXC.org for local weather updates, public meetings, a community calendar, or COVID-19 updates. And while you're there, please click on the donate button to become a WGXC sustaining supporter or make a one-time donation. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend.
Tracking the Odds is produced by Roulette Intermedium, roulette.org, and is broadcast in partnership with Wave Farms WGXC 90.7 FM.
In this edition of Tracking the Odds, a solo performance by composer, multi-instrumentalist Han Ro, recorded at the Roulette Concert Space in New York City in 2009. Using a highly processed D/reconstructed violin, the artist creates deep textural microsonics, as well as lush quasi-symphonic passages. This recording has been preserved as part of Roulette's Concert Archive Project. And now, Han Ro.
Thank you.
We are listening to the composer-performer Han Roe on a processed violin recorded at the Roulette Concert Space in New York City in 2009.
Thank you. Thank you.